Morning Briefs,
The Herald and News,
Sunrise Headlines,
your headlines now.
Good morning, Klamath Basin. It's Friday, June 22nd, 2018. I'm Kurt Lidke with The Herald and News. Here's a preview of some of the stories that you can find in today's edition of The Herald and News. Time for your Sunrise Headlines. The new separated bike path connecting Moore Park to downtown Klamath Falls is now open, with an official ribbon-cutting ceremony taking place Thursday evening during the Third Thursday celebrations. Several guest speakers detailed the long path to reach this point, organizations involved, and the individuals who spearheaded the effort, including the late Dr. Stephanie Van Dyke, who first instigated the idea. Greg O'Sullivan, CEO of the Klamath County Economic Development Association, or CECDA, is resigning from the local economic development firm. His resignation becomes effective as of September 1st. Now the Economic Development Group must start the process of seeking out new leadership at a time when it boasts of small business administration loans to the tune of $8 million and new investment institutions coming to Klamath Falls and Klamath County. The Klamath County Fairgrounds announced it will not be watering grass on its property this summer in an act of solidarity with farmers facing strict water restrictions. Though dry grass may not look as appealing as green fields, Fairgrounds manager Todd Hogarth said it is more important to stand with an agricultural community that has been so supportive of the fair. The Klamath Basin is facing the strong likelihood of a severe drought this summer in light of a particularly warm and dry winter. County commissioners have estimated local agriculture could see a 50% downturn in economic production. Dutch Brothers in Klamath Falls conducted a fundraiser on Wednesday to benefit the family of Julie Hart. Hart died back on June 1st due to injuries sustained from a blow to the head during an alleged attack in her home by her son Chaney on May 31st. Hart's husband, Sean, was also seriously wounded in the attack. Klamath Falls Dutch Brothers Stands raised a total of $12,069 to benefit the Hart family. A GoFundMe campaign has also been established, and donations can also be made at Pacific Crest Federal Credit Union to the Hart Family Donation Account. And those are just a few of the stories that you can find detailed in today's Herald and News. Be sure to follow us online via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and of course, heraldandnews.com. Our podcasts are now available on a wide variety of popular podcast sites, including Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, SoundCloud, Amazon's Alexa, and many more. So check back often for the latest podcasts, videos, and breaking news. Good morning, Klamath Basin, and enjoy your day.